Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to The Daily. My name is James.
My name is Sarah.
And today is May 18th, 2021. We've got some great stuff planned for you, so stick around. Today, we are going to start off with a new song that I found. This is Image of God by We Are Messengers. And I think this song is so beautiful. I was listening to it earlier today, getting ready for recording, and I am constantly reminded throughout my life that things don't always go the way that I plan and the way that I want them to go. But I need to step back and remind myself that everything is by design, by God's perfect design, and that it's okay that I don't feel like I'm in control, because I know that this is the image of God. This is, we're living His image. And one of the things that I think is most important to, I don't want to say correct, but to change about myself is the way that I look at myself and the way I look at others. I shouldn't talk bad about myself, the way I look, the way I feel, because everything that I am is because of God, and I am in the image of God. So therefore, I must be good. So this song is Image of God by We Are Messengers.
I woke up with a broken heart in my chest. I couldn't sleep, couldn't get no rest. Weighed down by the heaviness of life. And I try to shake it flipping through my phone, but all it does is make me feel more alone. How could anything that feels so wrong be right? 7 billion voices separate us, but only one can show us who we are. We are made in the image of, made in the image of God. Beautiful shades of love. That's where the light comes from, yeah. We all need the same medicine. We all need another second chance. There's no first in line at the foot of the cross. Father, forgive me. Show my concrete heart. We are made in the image of, made in the image of God. Beautiful shades of love. We are made in the image of, made in the image of God. That's where the light comes from. We fall. Made in the image of, made in the image of God. Yeah, we are made in the image of, made in the image of God. Beautiful shades of love. We are made in the image of, made in the image of.
Today's scripture comes from Colossians 1:29. I labor for this, striving with His strength that works powerfully in me. The next song we have up for you is People Need People by Kane. And I actually just recently found this song. And in the chorus, it says, people need people, need people, need people. And I know that may sound a little confusing, but I promise once you hear the song, it'll make a lot more sense when you're listening to it. But I just think those lyrics are so true because I need people. I need people to love me, to support me. I know that when I'm feeling alone, what I wish I had is other people's company. So here is People Need People by Kane.
You can go and build a mighty mansion, but with no family, all that house just goes to waste. You can fix a feast to feed an army, but with no friends, there's no need to celebrate. Back in the beginning, there were two in the garden. No, we were never made to be alone.
God knows people need people, need people, need people. To the Father, there's nothing better.
For today's talking topic, I kind of wanted to talk about what motivates you to kind of keep going. I think what motivates me the most to keep going is my kids at work. Every time I go to work every day, those kids, they really just put a smile on my face from the things they say, even though sometimes I don't really understand what they're saying. But the smile that those kids put on my face is one of the things that motivates me to keep going and motivates me to keep up with my schooling and become a teacher, because like I said, right now that is something that motivates me to keep going and will be something that motivates me even more when I have my own classroom and I can know deep inside that I'm helping those kids grow and that what I'm doing is making a difference, because many people think what we do as teachers doesn't make a difference, but just by seeing how they're growing and how they're learning, you're able to tell that you are making a difference in someone's life. So my kids at work, from the things they say to the hugs that they randomly give you, and just randomly telling you I love you, that is what motivates me to keep going.
For the people that know me, you may know that I'm a very competitive person, and that is what motivates me to do better. I think that I'm always competing with myself to make myself a better person, and I'm trying to do better than I did yesterday. And it reminds me of a quote from Chicken Little. It says, "Today is a new day," and I actually have that written down on my whiteboard right next to my bed, and I that's the first thing I see every morning. And it's just a reminder that, you know, today I can be better than I was yesterday. And knowing that, I think, is what motivates me. Another thing that motivates me a lot is my family, not just my immediate family, but even, you know, more distant family. They motivate me because of their dedication, loyalty, and love for me, reminding me that I would do anything for them. And that motivates me with most of the choices that I make. You know, I think about not just what's good for me, but what would make my family happy and what's the right decision for my family. And another thing that motivates me is my friends. Being there for them and having them around to encourage me and support me, and their dedication and loyalty to me as well, is something that's very motivating. Would you please join me with a quiet moment for prayer? Father God, I ask that you be with us today. I ask that you pour out your love and overflow this world with a passion for you. I ask that you turn heads to see you and open ears to hear you. I ask that you let your name be glorified. Lord, we strive to be the best Christians we can, but I will confess that we sin. We as a people have left your light and wander in the dark. Lord, I am asking that you bring us back. Show us the light, even if it's at the end of a tunnel. Now more than ever, this world needs you. Come down, share your love, open our hearts, and break bread with us. Lord, we need you. We love you. We praise you. Lord, be with us today. Amen. This next song is a song that just came out this past Easter. It is King of Kings by Hillsong Worship. And the song is so beautiful, so rich, and it's a constant reminder that we worship the King of Kings. We might have leaders and rulers and all that here on earth, but the one true King is Jesus, and there's no other person that we should give our praise and worship to. So this is King of Kings by Hillsong Worship.
In the darkness we were waiting, without hope, without light, till from heaven you came running. There was mercy in your eyes to fulfill the law and prophets. To a virgin came the word, from a throne of endless glory to a cradle in the dirt.
Cross, for even in your suffering, you saw.
salvation, Jesus, for our sake you died.
Praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Spirit, three in one. God of glory, majesty, praise forever to the King. You rose, all of heaven held its breath, till that stone was moved for good, for the Lamb had conquered death. And the dead rose from their tombs, and the angels stood in awe, for the souls of all who come to the Father are restored. And the Church of Christ was born, and the Spirit lit the flame. Now this gospel truth of old, it shall not need, it shall not fade. By his blood and in his name, in his freedom I am free. For the love of Jesus Christ, who has resurrected me.
Today's fun holiday is one that my mom will definitely appreciate. She actually made me do the dishes yesterday. So today is No Dirty Dishes Day. So do your dishes early in the morning. Come home after work to no dirty dishes in the sink. One of the things that is super satisfying for me is walking into the kitchen and seeing clean counters. There's nothing piled up, nothing in the sink. It's just a nice little reminder that there's nothing to do in there other than cook, you know, and make more dirty dishes. But you can extend this a little further. Go out to dinner tonight and don't make any dishes.
Thank you so much for joining us for the daily. I cannot wait for this week to be over, and I can't wait for next week to be over. We are getting so close to going to Tennessee, and I can't wait to get out of here and get away from the stresses of Ohio for at least a little bit and just relax. But for now, my name is Sarah.
And my name is James.
And you're listening to The Daily.